we did was a tribute to Croker's planning, preparation, and devotion. And psychosis. And of course it was founded on the 4 years given us by Long Shadow's utter failure to interfere. Poor boy. Should have listened to Mugabe. He wouldn't be living in a kennel. Not that he could be faulted for having been deceived by the mother of deceivers when Kina could spin webs of deception to warp the eyesight of gods as great as she. We hadn't yet fattened up from the winter, but we were getting set to take the next leap already. Neither Soulcatcher nor Mugabe, neither Lost Taglian loyalists, nor the local population seemed further inclined to make our lives miserable. We were getting along with the latter fairly well now. After, apparently at Lady's insistence, finally sending recon forces to winkle out the secrets of Overlook, the old man had discovered that the fortress contained several treasures. Half became the company treasury, something we haven't had for a generation. All pledged brothers received equal shares of the rest. Eventually, Croker ordered a market established where locals could bring anything they cared to sell. Results were disappointing at first, but once we demonstrated that we wouldn't rob or murder anybody, trade picked up. Peasants are resilient. They're realists. These didn't see how our yoke could weigh heavier than Long Shadow's. They had no problems with old or imagined myths of the Black Company, despite existing so much closer to Katavar. They didn't know the name Katavar as such either. Nor were they concerned about Kina, under any of her names. Their Kina was a creator as well as a destroyer. Fierce, but no unhallowed Queen of Darkness. The Year of the Skulls was no terror to them. They can imagine no future more grim than their past. Nobody hailed us as liberators, however. We were but the shadow that displaced the darkness. I wandered the market occasionally, accompanied by Tai De and an interpreter. Tai De objected. He was sure my curiosity would get me killed. He wasn't shy about advising me that curiosity was a lethal curse. Uncle Doge usually tagged along. Despite pretenses to the contrary, a lot of strain had developed between us. I couldn't forgive Sari's absence, though I controlled my urge to bring my knowledge into the open. What I did to irritate him was ask every southerner I interviewed about the constellation called the Noose. But nobody knew it. Except for the devastation that was Kialune, it would have seemed a good world. I enjoyed myself except for missing Sari, and I saw her in my dreams. There were fewer demands on me lately, though I was in charge at the Shadowgate. Red Rudy and Bucket did most of the real work there, showing me the ropes as they went. Nobody said so, but I was getting educated in case I ever had to take over. I did not remind anybody that I managed the old crew tolerably during our deal in Dejigori. I didn't remind them that we had a lieutenant and she was a whole lot more experienced and hard-edged than me. Anytime you say anything, you just get more work piled on. Chapter 87. I looked down slope one morning and saw a young army headed my way. 25 men and as many jackasses, loaded down with packs and bamboo. I told Tai De, I don't like the looks of this. That's Loftus, Longinus, and Cletus all at the same time. Not to mention Otto and Hagop, whom I hadn't seen for a while. When them three all clot up together, you can bet something is up. Tai De looked at me